Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 13th day of October. That makes it Friday the 13th of October 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a overcast day. It warmed up, actually. It was like 39 when I first got up, and it warmed clear up to 40 before daylight, and then it's eased up to 46. But it's a nice, cool fall day, a little bit of rain. It's more clouds blowing in. And, of course, the prospects of winter. Ooh. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary today. Well, Trump will not recertify Iran nuclear deal. We're going to speak on that briefly, and then we're going to talk some more about the sham in Las Vegas. And we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Trump will not recertify Iran nuclear deal. And there's no article on this, it just happened. And I just have that headline, but the reason I bring it up is to emphasize who actually runs this country and who this country is run for. America is Israel's bitch. Donald Trump is Netanyahu's bitch. He's his lap boy. Donald Trump sucks Israel's ass. He sucks Netanyahu's ass. He sucks the corn out of his shit. They run this country. I mean, they just step up and say, well, Israel doesn't want this deal. So, well, hey, it's not going to be that. It doesn't matter either way for us because we're all destined to go to the ditch if we don't fight them anyhow. But just, make sure everybody understands who runs your country. Who Donald Trump really works for. He don't even work for him. He's their bitch. You're Netanyahu's bitch, Donald Trump. You treasonous piece of trash. All right, Las Vegas shooting victim. There was 100% more than one shooter, Gates. Gates to concert were locked shortly before attack. This is from Shit Hit the Fan Plan. It was sent in by Wade for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Las Vegas mass shooting victim, Rocky Parlamo, I guess P A Palermo was shot in the pelvis during the horrific attack and is now speaking out about what he saw and believes happened, including the presence of multiple shooters, as well as locked concert gates and police telling frantic civilians to go in the other direction. Well, you know, there's no surprise here. This has been leaking out all along. That sheriff down there in Vegas, he came up just before I came upstairs, and he was down. I mean, just look at this goddamn moron. And he's, you know, rattling off that they've changed the time again. Well, now they're going back to the original thing because this other shit just ain't going to wash. MGM might get sued. I mean, people. And I mean, at the end of the press conference, he actually said, and I want to make it clear, there is no conspiracy between the sheriffs, the Las Vegas Sheriff's Department, and the FBI. I mean, I mean, this is so blatant. This is as blatant as Sandy Hoax. And I mean, the intent was clear. I mean, I think it was to get TSA into the hotels, start them in the casinos, and pretty soon when you go down to the local Motel 6, they want to look up your butt. And also to go after them guns, because they sure had them all laid out there, didn't they? I mean, there's so many. I mean, this story has more hole in it than Swiss cheese. Palermo, who has done various interviews since the attack, appeared on The Blast with a series of shocking comments that correlate with various other reports indicating that multiple shooters carried out the attack and the FBI is actively covering this up. No, we just, I mean, I want to make this clear, and this is what you're going to report. No, there's no cover up. I definitely do believe that there was 100% more. I mean, that 100% more than one shooter would be two shooters. But, I mean, that's kind of a weird statement. Wake up. I mean, there were multiple shooters. How about that? More than one shooter. Every other person that I've talked to that did, unfortunately, get hit as well have all said the same thing, Palermo detailed. The man then goes on to explain that after being shot, he ran about 200 yards to hide behind a car, all the while hearing bullets fly past him at what he believes was ground level. I'm waiting, and all of a sudden, we hear a little whizzing going by us. All of a sudden, bullets are just flying by, he continued. When something is coming up and down, or at least from a different angle, they are either going to hit the ground, or a lot of different things are going to happen. I mean, I see what you're saying. You know, shooting down from the 32nd floor of a hotel, it'd be pa-ta-pa-ting. It wouldn't be flying by your head, going and hitting something on ground level over there past you. And of course, I mean, of course, this was a setup, man. It was blatant from the get-go. See, whizzing sound and bullets are just flying by, he continued. When something is coming up or down, at least from a different angle, they are either going to hit the ground or a lot of different things are going to happen. When someone is shooting from a horizontal line, it's just going to keep shooting. I don't get that statement. It's just going to keep traveling, I think. I mean, I don't know who writes the shoe, was it? Oh, shit, at the fan plan. Come on, guys. It's just going to keep shooting. No, I don't get it. Palermo attempted to explain. Take note that what he means here, thanks for explaining it, means here is that people were being shot at from ground level rather than the 32nd floor of the hotel. Palermo then specifically heard the gunshots get closer and closer before quickly deciding it was once again time to run. So, I don't think he jumped out the window and started heading towards the crowd as he shot. This is so blatant. Getting closer and closer. Shockingly, he then goes on to detail the fact that at the end of the concert, the previous two nights, everyone had exited a specific way, but on the night of the shooting, this route was locked down shortly before the attack, a controlled murder. I mean, you know, like I said, 58 people. I think we gotta press to find out who really did this. I think it would behoove us, but then I think we already know who really did this. I think we know that we're at war, and these are just 58 casualties in the war to take the people's guns and eventually their lives and everything else they own. Every other night at the concert, everybody kind of exited right off Las Vegas Boulevard. That was standard. That was routine. You get out of the concert, and you go down to the next casino, he continued. At 10 p.m., they closed every exit on Las Vegas Boulevard, every single one. They gated them, all closed with chain link fences, 10:08. So they're, you know, herd, keeping these people in a herd to be shot up is what it looks like to me. I don't know. Maybe it's, that's just a conspiracy theory. 10:08, the shooting started, and we were pigs sitting in a corral. We only had one exit to go out of. Everyone was just kind of following the sheep. Bah. Palermo makes clear his confused concert. These confused concert goers who had used the normal exits in the past, the same exits we had came in and left Friday and Saturday night were definitely closed. There were people that went over there and tried to leave, and there were cops that were telling them, no, you can't go out here. You have to go the other way. You know where the bullets are flying, he shockingly concluded. This stunning testimony is obviously a huge bombshell in the ongoing investigation of the Las Vegas mass shooting and is sure to continue to add credence to the growing belief that we are not being told what actually happened that fateful night. Well, we know I'm going to, you know, being as there's nothing out there with back and facts, I'm going to throw a theory out there. A Mossad CIA shooter team to shoot up that crowd to get TSA into the casinos and eventually into the every motel, hotel, and eventually into the malls. Eventually, when you walk out the door, you could take your gun to your car, but anywhere you stop, you can't go in. You can't have a gun there. And then, you know, and they continue just shooting people or even having a gun in their possession. Man, I think it's about the guns, people. I'm gonna throw it out there. It's kind of, you know, I got no hardcore written documented evidence where somebody's confessed to this shit. But I'm thinking they're after the guns. I'm just going to say it. The stunning testimony is obviously a huge bombshell in the ongoing investigation of the Las Vegas shooting, mass shooting, and is sure to continue to add credence to the growing belief that we are not being told what actually happened that fateful night. Las Vegas gunmen fired on guard and a crowd at the same time. Oh, they've corrected. I mean, you should have seen this buzzard shit. Sheriff down there, he's the same one that was over there, you know, helping Metro and BLM go after the Bundys. You know, this is the same piece of shit. This is the same turd. You know, he came out today, and we're changing it back to the original one because we've talked to MGM. We think we're going to agree with them. I mean, like, there isn't goddamn absolute. You know, somebody came up on the site. I think it was on this story here. And they put the comment that when O.J. Simpson, you remember, he went back to prison for trying to recover memorabilia, you know, football things he had from his football career. And, you know, he'd killed one of the chosen ones. And I know, you know, he did it. We all know he did it. He knows he did it and got away with it. But Mr. Gold, I think it was Goldman. So when he went to a hotel there in, well, Las Vegas now, wasn't it? And they had footage of him coming into the casino, going to the elevator, going up the elevator, going to that room where this memorabilia was, and going in, and supposedly one of the guys with him threatening him with a gun and what might have you, and OJ, I think he just got out again. Guilty of sin, but still, this goes to show you the kind of surveillance that there is in a hotel. And by God, anybody that's ever been to Las Vegas in the casinos and in the hotels knows what the surveillance is. And to pretend that that there's just a few little flashy pictures in the, what was that sheriff saying? All we have is the written reports to go by. Bullshit. You have real-time film footage, and let us go on. Las Vegas gunman fired on crowd at about the same time from Reuters, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The owner of the hotel where a gunman carried out the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. They changed that. They were saying at the beginning the deadliest ever in U.S. history. And, of course, anybody can point to a lot of massacres in this country by the military, like on the Indians. And, well, a hell of a lot more. Well, in modern history then. Okay. on Thursday provided a new version of the timeline. Another one, this is the third one, people, suggesting there was no time for hotel staff to warn police. I mean, just, you know, it's become so evident that, you know, this is bullshit, pure bullshit. There's no way that you shoot off a gun in a casino and then you just sit there for 6 minutes and then start shooting again. And then finally, somewhere down the line, 10 minutes later, a cop comes along and stops you. That ain't how it works. Stephen Paduck opened fire on Mandalay Bay Hotel security guard Jesus Campus and the crowd attending an outdoor concert nearby at the same time. He did it at the same time. Now, but then you remember when they first reported this, they talked about a stop in the shooting. And, you know, it stopped shooting because that's when he encountered the security guard. But now, no, he didn't. That wasn't what happened either. So we've got four different versions going here now, people. Or within 40 seconds of each other, MGM Resort International said. So what they're saying is he shot it. Well, let's go and look. Let's hear what this bullshit is. Police have still not determined the motive for the shooting. MGM's account differed from the update timeline Las Vegas police provided on Monday when they said Campus had been shot 6 minutes before Paduck opened fire on the crowd from his 32nd floor suite and killed 58 people on October 1st. MGM said on Tuesday the revised police timeline might not be accurate. A Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department spokesman, Officer Larry Hatfield, owned by those gangsters that own those goddamn casinos, said the police would have no immediate comment on the hotel's latest statement. The Las Vegas office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation could not immediately be reached for comment. Boy, it's just a secret kind of thing, and nobody wants to talk about anything in it, because every time they talk, it goes south on them. Every time they open their mouths, it becomes less realistic. It's like Sandy Hoax falling apart right before them. Let's see here. Immediately be reached for comment. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo, what a piece of shit. I mean, you tell me how this goddamn retard, I mean, he's probably making $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. This guy, if he had a C average in school, I'll eat my hat. This is a goddamn retard, but he's a goddamn dedicated Masonic retard. So I guess he's the man in charge. Las Vegas Metro, okay, we did that. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo. Retardo, Joseph Retardo, who oversees the Las Vegas Police Department, on Wednesday defended the speed of the police response in an interview with the Las Vegas CBS television affiliate. So they're going back and forth because there's no way this could have happened. Well, it had to be the hotel's fault. No, it was the police's fault. No, it was the hotel's fault. Well, you know, pretty soon everybody just gives up on it. How about it was neither one? How about there were other shooters? There were shooters at ground level. How about this didn't happen? No way in any context of what they're putting forth telling you this is how it happened. Because it didn't. Couldn't have. Impossible. That's how this whole thing started, with the mainstream people going, isn't this impossible? Well, yes, yes it is. It's quite impossible.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know Zionist Shield Alex Jones, you know what this guy said, right? He said that, you know, this guy, he went to the Middle East and got radicalized by ISIS, and he was, all this was done because of ISIS, all this was done because of Islam. I mean, you never know. He never blamed the Zionists for anything. He never blamed the Mossad for nothing. It's always ISIS, which the CIA ran, which we know that, and it's always Islam that he brings it on. He is the biggest crop of shit shield I have ever seen, man. I'm so sick of that dude. I'm sick of him.
I hear you. You know, I heard a rumor. I don't know if anyone can confirm it, that his breath smells like Netanyahu's asshole. Could be. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, he is. He very much so. That's all he do. That's all he do is worship Trump and worship Nothing Honey.
Yep.
The guy, he's a freaking nut. That's all that he is.
Of course this guy was radicalized. God.
He loves those damn Khazarians, man. And he don't mind that those damn Khazarians, what they do to him. You know, he loves them.
Well, it's been a very good deal for Alex, you know, claiming to be a patriot as he sits sideways on his big, thick wallet filled with Jew money. His, you know, hoard himself. He sold his goddamn soul. He's a traitor. I mean, if the trial started today, the bastard
right.
Hangs. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, man, you're 100% right. You know, whenever you go, you know... file a divorce and give your wife the $1 million home, then give up $5 million after the divorce, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, the guys who are really in a patriot movie don't have no $5 million. You know what I'm saying? To sell a divorce with and give their ex-wife.
You bet.
Then, you know, give $1 million, you know what I'm saying? Give her $1 million home.
But it was people who were thinking they were supporting some kind of patriot movement that sent him the money. I mean, Alex, you know, he bragged back in the day that, he, you know, I buy a couple of bars of gold every week and stash it away. And, I mean, at some point in the ballgame, I guess all he'd really have left is the same people, Sean Hannity and, Tucker Carlson, that little crew, the same listeners that they have. I mean, it's down to that 25% of retards made up of communists and national socialists, plain and simple. And so, but I'm telling you, that's what where it doesn't matter. If you're one of their controllers, it doesn't matter if you do a shit job, a half shit job. If you do a job and if you produce any kind of control over the people for them with your lies and your misinformation, and boy, Alex Jones for all the time, through the lies and the misinformation, Jones, you are the lies and the misinformation, you two-bit treasonous piece of trash. At any rate, you know, here he is, like I said, multimillionaire. Go ahead.
You know, I heard another thing that this clown said. You know what he said? Now Muslims, they run the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. It's got to be anybody but his Jew handlers.
That's right.
You can get the list off the line of the dual citizen Israeli Americans that are in our government. And you can also come to find out that no other dual citizen, only an Israeli American can be in the government, you know, in the higher echelons of the government. It could run for president or, you know, in the higher, like up in the Senate. Dual citizenship. You can't be an Irish American. You can't be an African American. You're only an Israeli American. And the law was specifically written for that. And we're supposed to be, it's that Islamic extremist that took over our country and took over our body politic. Jones has no credibility. I think he knows it by now, but he's paid his dues. He has sold his country out. He has committed treason, and he has enjoyed the fruits of his treachery. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he's got homes. He's, like you said, give $1 million settlement to his old lady that came out of the pockets of people who thinking he was a goddamn patriot. That makes disgust me. While people like me and all of us working on this site, you know, goddamn, we sit here and we do without shit. And he comes up, you support the cause. You are not the cause. You are the mainstream, you son of a bitch. And you know what? He's been used right up the ladder. Right up to the point, you know, the mainstream had gotten down until they had less credibility than the Congress, which had less credibility than a cockroach. And so this was supposed to be, well, we're going to go to the alternate media. And here was Jonesy, you know, started out, you know, with the militias and stuff, you know, to get his credibility started, and then jumped in with the millionaire Ted Anderson, the billionaire gold mogul, and put together this is what your alternate media, your militia media, your good guy patriot media is right here, this great big apparatus that the rich son of a bitches who are the treasonous bastards who are the enemy built. Mercy. Anyway, we're here at the tipping point here where they're coming back to their closer to their original story, because I mean, when you start, I'll tell you why they've done this too, is because when you start considering that 6 minutes, nobody's mentioned. I don't know. I think it was in this article or one of the others, but there were two Las Vegas police officers in that security in the security booth when all this shit went down. Now, you tell me, people, this is why they had to go back to it, and it don't matter. It ain't got nothing to do with lawsuits or anything else. How long does it take to go over to an elevator? And I mean, these goddamn elevators, they book. This is, you're talking about a 21st century hotel in Las Vegas. They book. You jump on that elevator, shoot up 32 floors, step out onto the goddamn 32nd floor. I mean, what are you talking, 30, 40 seconds? And you had two Las Vegas cops in there with the security. And then today, finally, I heard him say that charlatan sheriff. I heard him say, and the security teams for the hotel. You goddamn right, they're security teams. It ain't just a couple of guys bumbling around or some illegal hired to wander the halls and check the doors and shit. That is bullshit. The very fact that this went down like it did, I mean, it shows complicity between MGM. between the FBI and between Metro, which would be the Las Vegas Sheriff's Department. The same ones that were out there at Bunkerville. The same slime balls that were in bed with the BLM. And it is complicity between them because this is, well, just like, I mean, I wasn't the first to say it. I heard it on the mainstream first. This is impossible. And by God, it is impossible. It's been impossible all the way down the line. MGM's account differed from the updated timeline Las Vegas police provided on Monday when they said Campus had been shot 6 minutes before Paddock opened fire on the crowd. Now, see, this is where they're trying to confuse us in here. And they want it both ways. They want their cake and eat it, too. Now, originally, they said there was a disruption in the fire from the room because the security guard had come there to the door and he'd shot through the door and shot the security guard. That's why when it stopped shooting out the window, so that was the first story. And then it comes around to the second story. Well, no, that ain't exactly how it happened. He had actually shot the security guard first. And then went over to the window, then tell me what was the pause in the shooting. When everybody was reloading, when the three teams were re-coordinating for the next round of where they had them people fenced, literally fenced in. Like the one guy called hogs in a pen. Well, yeah, you were. Okay, and then, so they come back with the next version where he was shot 6 minutes earlier when this, and another thing, this guy supposedly sprayed 200 rounds into a hotel on the 32nd floor that was 90% occupancy. How come nobody in the hotel got hit? Would somebody explain that to me? How is that possible that nobody in the hotel got hurt? Was he being real careful? I mean, you fire down, there's people below you. You fire up, there's people above you. You fire to the left, people over there. Back to the right, people over there, in front of you, behind you. Only place that would, if he was standing in front of the window, only other place he could fire was out the window at the crowd. So how in the hell do you, I mean, you think about being, we're going to go to the break in a second here, but I want everybody to concentrate. And I want you to put yourself in a hotel in Las Vegas on the 32nd floor. And you think about what you'd be thinking if you accidentally discharged a gun. Man, that could, I mean, it'd be lucky if it didn't hit somebody, one single bullet. Now, you imagine firing off 200 rounds and nobody in that hotel was hit except for the security guard he was shooting at through the door? Really? Those bullets just went outside his door and landed in the hall, I reckon. I mean, if you believe that, you need to go out and shoot some guns and see what a bullet will do. If it was a 308 round, like I think they said there was an M4 in there. I mean, and that's what I'd be if I was going up against somebody, you know, big time. I wanted to run somebody away from me. You think about an M4, a 308 round will go through this house I'm sitting in and through the house next to it and into the next house. I guarantee goddamn it, through all them walls. And anything in between, if there's a person, they're getting killed. Or they're getting shot anyway. But, I mean, I want to hear him explain. I mean, this is the next thing, Mr. Sheriff. You better get together with your FBI handlers. Because you need to explain how 200 rounds can go off in a motel and nobody in that goddamn motel got hit or hotel got hit. Really? Anyway, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. The war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. To give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Thurman Ossley with Don't Come For My Gun. And, you know, I like that song. But it's don't come for my gun. They ain't coming for the guns. They're coming for everything else and just saying, you can keep the guns. We're going to rape your wife, rape your daughter, rape your dog, rape your son. We're going to take everything you have, throw you out in the streets, take your clothes, eventually take you over to that ditch and put a bullet in your head. But we won't come for your guns. Oh, okay. I noticed that Coyote was commenting on that this morning. He's right. What good's that gun if you won't use it, son of a bitch? Anyway, well, somebody used a gun here now, didn't they, at that MGM, at that concert. As a few people, it seems, used that gun. Clark County Sheriff Jeff Lambeau, who oversees the Las Vegas Police Department, on Wednesday defended the speed of the police response in an interview with the Las Vegas CBS television affiliate. No matter what that timeline was, I love this, and this guy is a goddamn retard. Listen to him talk. And I mean, this is the people that have been elevated to the top. This is why they are going to lose. I mean, when you elevate people artificially, you know, on who will suck whose ass and keep a secret, finally, after a while, you're going to get a bunch of culls at the top that, I mean, I don't see what the big fear is here, I guess is what I'm saying. No matter what the timeline was, I can't even talk like him. He sounds like a reading. And at the end of it, he pretended like he was, I mean, I love this act. They put on the FBI agents up there petting him on the shoulder and stuff like this kind, sensitive man, this low-life, evil bastard who is in on this goddamn, this killing. And you know, all them people that are coming up there and like, just like this sheriff, they're in on that killing. Why do you think they're covering it up? And they're the ones that are going to investigate? Well, them. So I guess they're going to find out that, well, they didn't do it. You betcha. No matter what the timeline was, the response was quick as possible. I don't think the response could have been any faster. Well, how about those two Las Vegas police officers that were in the security booth? I think they would have been faster. Don't you think that even in the time it would take a car to get there, they could have been in that elevator and up that to that 32nd floor, lickety-split? Now, couldn't they? The guy shot for how long? 10 minutes? How long does it take to get on an elevator and get up them goddamn, you get up to the 32nd floor and go there? And, you know, if he's out the window, he ain't guarding the door. He can have a camera over there, but you're going to take the heat off of the people getting shot in the audience and shoot back, shoot through those walls. I mean, evidently, bullets don't travel through the walls in a goddamn hotel. So you might as well just keep him pinned down until you can do at least clear the crowd away. Because if he turns back to that window, you got him. And how are you going to see him, though? Because the door was shut. Remember they had to blow the door off the hinges? Well, if he shot 200 times through that door, I got to tell you. You go take a door. Go buy an old door. Go get an old door at the junkyard. Stand that son of a bitch up. Take an M4 or an AR-15 and empty 200 rounds into it. And see if you can see through it. Because I'm betting you can. I'm betting you could look right through there real easy. Oh, man, no matter what the timeline was, our guys did. Everybody did their job, especially the shooters out in the crowd. They really did their job, didn't they, you dirty bastard? Any faster, Lombardo said in a video posted on the station's LasVegasNow.com website. The revised timeline, like I said, them cameras, you got time-stamped goddamn cameras. They can tell you what it went on in that casino from 24/7. Every second they can tell you what where somebody was and what they were doing. That's what their job is. I mean, it's a casino. The revised timeline, the twice revised, the thrice revised, the quadrusel revised timeline police provided on Monday raised new questions, including why Paddock ceased firing. Here's what I was talking about. Why Paddock ceased firing on the concert goers? Because the original explanation was because he encountered the security guard. Remember? They think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. And, but, you know, like I said, this whole thing's falling apart. I mean, you can look at them. God almighty, they're pathetic. Las Vegas, okay. Including why Paddock ceased fire on concert goers once he began. And rather, hotel security and police coordinated as well as first believed. Hotel security, they have a security of their own? I mean, why wouldn't they come out and tell you, you know, this is what a hotel security, I mean, this is a pretty important event. This is something they would like to take, you know, come and start confiscating guns on. Surely they would show you what a hotel security looks like. Of course, me and my old Mark Schumacher, we've been to Las Vegas. We know what they look like. And I guarantee you that, putting aside the ones out on the floor that have sidearms, they have got guys that have, they can take care of any situation. They're they're guarding millions of dollars. And we've all know about the movies Ocean's 10, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, all the oceans, you know, where these crack teams are coming in and there's, you know, how'd they get all them firearms in there? I mean, that could be a crack team getting ready to rob that place, couldn't it? I think that they might be looking for something like that, don't you? And bringing power tools in, bringing any kind of tools in to a casino, really? And here we have it. Why did he stop firing? Well, it's because the guy was shooting at the guy. But wait, he shot at that guy first. But wait, no, he shot at that guy 6 minutes earlier. No, wait, what? He shot at the guy and then went over to the window. Then why did he stop? You see, that's how a lie works. You know, a web of lies. It falls apart. It will not stand to any kind of critique. The revised timeline, really. Firing on concert goers once it began, and rather hotel security and police coordinated as well as first believed. And that, you know, one of the things that I heard on the little scratchy radio that I listened to it the first time is that they'd been running drills for quite a while on this very scenario, people. So surely they coordinated perfect, seeing how they had already had two cops in the security booth. It's just not flying, people. MGM said the 9:59 p.m. time that police said is when Campos was shot was derived from a hotel report created manually. See, what this is what I was hearing out of this press conference, too. Created manually. You don't need to create one manually. You got everything on camera, time-stamped. Remember O.J.? Boy, they put his ass in prison, and boy, that camera footage was there for that in that Las Vegas hotel, wasn't it? That's what he kept saying today. This is why it's all confusing, because all these manual reports. Well, the manual reports, what the hell you need a manual report for? Look at the footage. It's time stamp. What time did the guy get shot? Well, you're looking at there. Ooh, there. He just took the bullet. Time stamp. Oh, got it right there. They're trying to treat people like they don't, I mean, can't, like they could confuse you. I think that's a lot of what I saw today out of his little press conference today was try to, I mean, let's just try to confuse them a whole bunch more. And then we'll throw out, like I seen this morning, so all these, this false bullshit coming out on the internet about that this Campos had been arrested as a second shooter. Breaking news. Campos arrested as bullshit. I knew it was bullshit when I seen it. Spike had called me and told me about it. And we went and looked it up. Bullshit. Why are they putting all this shit out there? So they can say, oh, look at all this silly shit they're saying. We're sitting here telling you, hey, man, this is factual. There's only one way this can be. It's impossible what they're saying. So if it's impossible what they're saying, that means, something else had to have happened, huh? But they will. They're going to try. I expect to see it out on the internet. A bunch of fantastic. Oh, there's a lot of false news going on out there. And we can't separate the fly shit from the pepper. When the pepper is when it's pepper beans and fly shit flakes. It's as plain as the nose on your face what happened here. Coordinated as well as believed. MGM said at 9:59 p.m. time, the police said, is when Campos was shot, was derived from a hotel report created manually after the fact without the benefit of information the hotel now has. You mean your surveillance cameras? You mean the surveillance cameras with the timestamps on them that tell you exactly when it happened? Let's see. We are now confident that the time. We're now confident because we've got our stories. We've all sat down and we've got to tell the same goddamn story. How are you going to cover this up, you damn fools? I can hear the conversation. That's why that cop was pretend like he's crying. He got chastised. They told him, "You better sell this, buddy, or your ass is going to be out in a hole in the desert." And there's a lot of people out in them holes in them deserts, and we know how that works. That's why he was crying because he's unintelligent. He's moronic. He can't get this shit together. He's supposed to be the top law dog in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he can't get his shit together enough to cover up a goddamn, well, it was a pretty mass shooting, wasn't it? With three shooters, four shooters, who knows?
Henry, I don't know if you saw that video. I think it's number one posted it. There was a video in the article from End Times Report, mm-hmm. I think it's called End Times. Anyway, yeah, this guy actually has been He's been on the ground there. I'm not sure exactly when the video was taken. But anyway, he said he's talking to, you know, people that live in Las Vegas, and it's like you said yesterday, nobody is buying it. None.
I've never lived there, you know. I've spent like a week or two there. My sister lived there, and I, you know, when you're in Vegas, man, it's a fun place to be when you're young, especially. And I never lived there, and I was just like, please. And I got, and like you say, the people, and I know people that live there all their lives, and you know, they're the ones that'll take you around and show you where you can get a steak for $2, and you know, all the cool shit in town. And one thing for sure, everybody in town, I mean, from the, like I said, the lowest street thug knows what a casino, what the casino security is all about. Those are gangsters. Those are people you do not screw with. And they do have machines. I gotta believe, you know, they're not talking about what the security looked like in those hotels. I gotta believe that if they told the truth and it came out that them guys carry submachine guns, why not? I guarantee you, they're licensed to. They work hand in hand with Metro. So I mean,
I mean, when I heard that, watched that that interview with that guy that you covered. What I guess, whatever. Anyway, we said it was, you know, they were like, they closed all the gates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was just, he said like 10 minutes prior to the shooting. Mm-hmm. I think is what he said on that. But I thought, my God, I mean. They intended to slaughter those people.
Yeah, yeah. Of course they did. I mean, when this thing first broke, you know, it's gotten so bad. They've gotten so bad at doing this. Like I said, they've elevated people who are. I don't know if you've seen that sheriff, Katie. He's dumb. He's just flat ass dumb. And they've elevated people to these positions because they can keep their mouth shut, because they're criminals and they'll do what they're told. Not because they have any damn brains. And when they try selling this to the public, you know, it's going to be, like you say, the people in Las Vegas, they're online. And the people across this country, they're online. We know they're coming after our guns. And right away, it's being picked apart. And within, you know, the first week, you know, they were trying to really push it. They thought they had them something going. And then, but by the time I'd even come back on the air, I mean, the people had it picked apart.
I saw that. Yeah, and you know, too, that Campos, Jesus Campos, a security guard, you may have seen this, but they're saying he's not even registered, and you have to be registered if you're a security guard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, when we're talking about the security there, these guys are not, these are guys, I mean, I can't believe some guy named Jesus Campos. I mean, it sounds like an illegal alien. These guys are professionals. If you've ever been in those casinos, I mean, there's the guys on the floor, but they all look professional too. I mean, they're in uniform and they look like they mean business. And you got the guys with the suits and ties with the microphones in their ears. And, you know, they got guns underneath their suit jackets. And, I mean, these guys, I mean, it screams competence in what they're doing. It really does.
Now, how do we, as the American public, I mean, how do we hang these guys? I don't want it to just get swept under the rug like 9/11 and all these other ones, Sandy Hook. You know, it's just, this one is, I think this one is very blatant, even to idiots.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, they harped and they wanted a big body count, and they wanted a bunch of people wounded. Now they've got that. And what I'm seeing here, Katie, is that, oh, geez, they would just like to. I mean, if it wasn't such a big deal they'd already made of it by hurting so many people and killing so many people, well, they might could just sweep this under the rug or pretend like, you know, like with Sandy Hook. You remember when the cop came out and said, anybody who reports different than what we're saying is going to be against the law. I think they'd like to do that right now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, I even heard, what's his name, Lombardo, the sheriff guy, the undersheriff. Well, anyway, first interview I saw with him, and I think it was the first one Wade posted. Anyway, he said in there, he mentioned conspiracy theories or rumors and something like that. So they were already trying to, you know, and he was talking to the press. Now, I don't know if he was talking to the press in that room, obviously, or the alternative media, but he did mention that.
Well, go back to today. Did you listen to the one just a while ago with the Lombardo?
I haven't yet. I'm going to listen to it.
But towards the end of it, he goes, I mean, you got to watch it, Katie. He comes over and he comes back to the mic after the FBI agent comes up there. I mean, this phony guy, you can tell another guy elevated, not because of his intelligence or his aptitude, but because he's knows the right people and he does the right things. But he comes back to the microphones and he goes, and I want to make it clear. There is no conspiracy between my department and the FBI. He said it.
Yeah.
Just like that. Well, that must be what everybody believes then, huh?
Yeah.
And he told Katie, and, what he said, Katie, check it out. What he said, check it out. He goes, this is what I want you to report. Those were the words that came out of the man's mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious just watching him speak. He is so nervous. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I can tell he's bullshitting the whole time. And another thing, too, you know, these some of these victims or families, they're going to, you know, sue, go after the estate of Stephen Paddock.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how they're going to, what's going to become of that? I mean, if this guy didn't even exist, where are they going to get all these goods, you know, these houses, millions of dollars? And
I don't know, Katie. I heard a report the other day that his brother had turned his entire estate over to the victims, said they could have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, wow. I mean, whether the guy, I mean, that doesn't mean the guy had to exist. You think the FBI can't, I mean, the CIA can't create somebody? Look at, the last president was a CIA baby. I mean, he comes in and nobody, all his records from college, $1 million is paid to seal his records. And I mean, we're open. We're going to be the most open presidency ever. I mean, it has gotten clear. It has gotten clear out of hand. It's gotten to the, we're towards the end here to where, they're so desperate, they'll do anything because they think they have an impunity to being prosecuted for anything. But then again, yeah. Like that sheriff. Now, you think about it like this. If you were in on something like, you're one of the big boys. But these guys aren't, it ain't like the old days of the gangsters where the guy that stood up there was actually a stand-up guy that would shoot it out with you right down to the last bullet, like Al Capone would, you know, or a baseball bat or whatever in the hell. He'd come up through the streets. These are peckernecks, man. These guys, you know, they have coat racks. They're not real goddamn gangsters. And then this, I think that, like that cop crying and stuff, I think they're scared. Because you, no matter what else, no matter what else happened, if 58 people are dead, somebody's going to, that's a lot of families. 500 people shot up, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of pressure. And they're going to want clear, concise answers. This ain't something you can just goddamn cover up. And you did it in Sin City, right in the goddamn street.
They're busted. I don't know how they're going to get out of this thing, and I don't want to see them get out. I don't want to see them walk. I want the American. I don't know how you do it. There's no law, but the American people just sue the shit out of them for everything. MGM, all of them.
Well, you know, it's way beyond that. It's like, you know, 9/11. They got it. I mean, think about what they got away with there. That was 3,500 people. Now they're talking about this being the worst massacre. Because that was perpetrated by the same people that did this, and they killed 3,500 that day. But back then, because of the cover they had, you know, it was like people still believed that there was a government and it never do anything like that. People now today, they realize after, like, especially like after Sandy Hook, when the FBI agent came out and said, this is bullshit, this never happened. That school had been closed for a year. You know, like I said, it was picked apart to the point till it wasn't like with, say, 9/11. It took maybe 3 or 4 years for the majority of people to come around to like, nah, goddammit, you know, people have talked enough. And no, this didn't happen. I believe that anybody I talk to, I mean, just even people you meet that bring it up, we know that was the government. I mean, they'll say it to you. And now you're getting to this point here. It's getting worse and worse every day, and they're getting more and more desperate because the Jews are on the other side of the equation saying, no, we want this finished. This is what's supposed to be done. I mean, we had our 100-year anniversary. We've come up on Red October for the communists, international communists, and all this stuff. These deadlines are not being met. And then they're pushing, but what they're pushing are these incompetents because they're the only ones that would sell out America, that would sell out our people. And so it's all going flabbergast on them. They don't know what to do, and they're good. And as I'll tell you what, though, I believe they're going to get more dangerous as it goes along because they're more desperate. They get hell. If you go and open up on a crowd of people like that with a half-assed plan and a half-assed, I mean, this ain't the old professionals of the old days. This isn't 007. This isn't the Tom Cruise movie. What the hell was it? Mission Impossible, where they're doing these fantastic things. These are a bunch of retards. These are the rejects of society. These people wouldn't get a job digging a goddamn ditch in the real world. And here they are. Anyways, we have made it up to the top of the hour. And I hated to miss these headlines because, you know, there was one more headline about that Campio. Jesus Campio was set to do 5 interviews, but he's gone now. He's gone missing. Now, I'm telling you what, in Las Vegas, if things start going bad on him, even that sheriff, I think he knows it. That might have been why he's crying. They will start stuffing people out in the desert, and they will start disappearing. I think that's how they would go about it, Katie. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, watch your 6, your 7, your 8, your 9, 10, 11, 12. Watch every all the way around you, because these cycles, they're losing it. And there are a bunch of retards, and I mean, they're liable to try anything. And that is The Word from the Trenches.